Starting today, it could be more expensive for Ireland to borrow money.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects us here in the United States. S&P has downgraded Ireland's credit rating down to AA-, and the ratings giant said a worse grade could be coming. The moves throw into question Ireland's fledgling economic recovery, and it once again exposes a catch-22 faced by several European countries. The BBC's Rebecca Singer reports.
Standard & Poor's is worried about how much it's costing Ireland to help out its troubled banks. The agency's new calculations put the Irish bill at over $100 billion. Richard Jeffrey from Cazenove Capital Asset Management says international financial markets aren't actually that worried about Ireland. They're wondering whether the same thing will happen to other countries.
There are still very extreme issues with public sector finances in countries like Greece, Portugal, to a lesser extent Spain. But then, of course, the contagion effect. Do we look at Italy? Do we look at France? And, of course, we've got to consider the UK as well.
Across Europe, governments are struggling with the problem of how to cut their spending without diverting too much money from a recovery. Ireland's downgrade reinforces the fact that finding the balance is a big challenge. But the real test will come on Thursday, when Ireland tries to raise up to $750 million in debt. The price the country gets will give a clear signal of what the market really thinks about its prospects. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
For a lot of people, few things bring as much pleasure in the morning as that first cup of coffee. And for a number of companies, coffee is certainly big business. But the beverage has created some complicated recycling and environmental questions as well. Marketplace's sustainability reporter Adrian Hill joins me now in the studio with the latest. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
So what's the problem with coffee then?
Some of the ways we make coffee and the ways we drink coffee are posing some problems for companies that want to be environmentally friendly.
So break that down then.
Well, I bet a whole lot of people listening right now have in your hands or in your car cup holder a paper coffee cup. And it turns out those coffee cups are super hard to recycle.
But I thought paper you could recycle.
With paper in these paper cups, there's this waxy coating that actually proves really problematic. Basically, that waxy coating keeps your cup from turning into like a big pile of soggy coffee mush every morning. But it makes it tougher for recyclers, and there's just not that much interest in this paper. Starbucks is planning and wants very much by 2015 to make sure that all the paper cups it generates and it sells are recycled at its stores. But so far, recycling is only available about 400 of its 7,500 shops. So they've got a long way to go.
And how many cups are we talking about, Adrian?
I've seen estimates as high as 58 billion with a B paper coffee cups are thrown out in the U.S. every year.
Wow. Now that's a lot of cups.
And we haven't even mentioned styrofoam.
What about the folks who make coffee at home? You said there were issues with that as well?
Yeah, K-cups, those little single-use packets of ground coffee, mm-hmm. They sort of look like creamer containers, are impossible to recycle. People like them, though. They're convenient. They're easy. And it's a real problem for companies like Green Mountain Coffee. It sort of built its business around environmental responsibility. But in the third quarter of this year, more than 80% of their net sales were related to those little non-recyclable K-cups.
Oh, wow. So what to do?
Well, if you're a company like Starbucks or Green Mountain Coffee, you're trying to innovate and get your suppliers to innovate quickly. The rest of us, regular coffee drinkers, maybe should consider brewing our coffee the old-fashioned way or bringing along a cup if you go out.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill here in the studio. Adrian, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm feeling guilty about getting that morning coffee? Well, there are 5 tips to make your cup more environmentally friendly at our website, marketplace.org. World investors are percolating on some data from yesterday. So far, the brew is pretty weak. European and Asian markets are tumbling again today following the U.S. lead yesterday. A sour existing home sales report sank stocks on Wall Street. The NASDAQ and S&P fell 1.5%. The Dow closed lower by more than a percent, down 133 points to close at 10,040. Luxury home builder Toll Brothers reported its first quarterly net profit in almost 3 years today. Japan's government said today it's not ruling out getting involved to curb the rise of its yen against the U.S. dollar. The strong currency is making it more expensive for Japanese companies to sell things abroad.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com.
Bob Dylan plays San Francisco tonight at the city's Warfield Theater. If you missed the online rush to buy tickets, it's because there wasn't one. Tickets are only available at the theater box office. You can only pay with cash. Is it a new model for selling concert tickets? Here's reporter April Demboski.
Tickets go on sale tonight starting at 5:30. But theater staff are prepared for thousands of diehard Dylan fans to set up their lawn chairs before noon. House manager Larry Sykes hired security and armed his bar staff with water and Red Bull.
It's like I've rented porta potties for Market Street. We're going to have street performers for the line. I have a food cart coming.
It's a ticketing sales model from the old days, and definitely a publicity stunt on one level. But analyst Matthew Harrigan says there are practical and altruistic motivations, too.
It's obviously to keep people from scalping tickets. I mean, he's trying to be a good guy. Bob Dylan's just trying to make sure that it's not a matter of pricing some people in and pricing some people out.
But Ticketmaster, have no fear. While fans will be spared hefty convenience charges this time around, analysts say the all-day campout is an inconvenience that won't catch on. In San Francisco, I'm April Demboski for Marketplace.
And finally, a cautionary tale about using online social networks on the job. The NFL has slapped Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Chad Ochocinco with a $25,000 fine for tweeting. Seems number 85 sent out messages just before and during last Friday night's preseason game against the Philadelphia Eagles. No, the Football League has nothing against Twitter, only the timing of Ochocinco's tweets. Ochocinco apologized how? On Twitter, tweeting, quote, "I won't do it again." Funny, my job really likes it when I tweet. You can follow me on Twitter, ChiatakisMMR. Check us out online, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.